We'll be starting Siman Tofresh Peizayin. We'll be discussing amongst other shaylos, what's the halacha if Chas V'Shalom there's a kvura taking place on Purim, on the night of Purim, what we call the first night of Purim, and there's a kvura taking place, aspedim kvura, and it would clash, because it's out of town, it would clash with Kiryas HaMegillah. Would you have to attend to the, we know that going to Levaya is really important. Are you meant to go to the Levaya, and that's going to make it impossible for you to make it back in time for Kiryas HaMegillah, or should you rather go to Kiryas HaMegillah? One question we'll be discussing today. Another question as well we're going to be discussing, is there an Inyan for going, we know that there's an Inyan of Roiv Amhadras Melech. Roiv Amhadras Melech, it's always an Inyan to fulfill the mitzvah with a great amount of people. It's a great cover to fulfill a mitzvah when it's a large amount of people. Is it therefore an Inyan? Should you try to go to a larger shul for lining of the Megillah? Should you try to go to a shul where there is more people? Or once you've got Minyan, it doesn't really make a difference if it's 10, 100 or 1,000 people. Interesting question. These amongst other shines will be discussed tonight. Beis HaShem. Tzimmer Tofresh, Beis HaShem, Chiyuf, Kiyas HaMegillah, the obligation of listening to the Megillah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chayev Adam, a person is obligated, Likrois HaMegillah, to read the Megillah balayla by night, velachzor v'leshnoiso bayoyim, and to read it again by day. Please be aware of the words of here, lachzor v'leshnoiso, to repeat it by day. So it's repetition. First listen by night and then repeat it by day. Sounds like a chiyuv. So the question that you're actually mentioning is something which is discussed in the poskim. Which, what's the halacha if a person can, for some reason or another, be it because he's in prison, be it because he's unwell, be it because whatever the reason is, he can only attend one Megillah lining. Should he rather choose the night one, or should he rather choose the day one? So, Barry's pointing out very correctly that it sounds like that the Ikkar obligation is by night. Sounds like Ikkar obligation is night. Now, this is definitely what's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch, but there are la'alocha, there are cholkim. And it's actually it's a controversy that machloek is our poskim if the ikkar one is by night or by day. But from this Shulchan Aruch, it clearly sounds like that the ikkar obligation is by night. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'shel laila.
It says chayev, and the chayev is going on the likros and the lishnoisa. Why is the chayev going more on the likros than it is on the?
From the loshen lishnoisa, sounds like it's a repetition. Repetition generally tend to be. According to that understanding, it would imply that it's just a repetition.
Well, it is, because you already said it once.
Right, so you're saying that technically it is. That's the argument.
It's
yeah.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
There's no less of a chiyuv to repeat it.
Yeah. Would you call the second day of eating matzah, second day of shaking lulav, would you call that a repetition as well?
It's a bit different because it's a different type of chiyuv. Because they said zeichel mikdash, so it's a midrabbanan, and it's not the same chiyuv as you have in the first.
Right.
It's a different mitzvah altogether.
Okay. One could argue, I hear, but do you still see the point a bit?
But the chiyuv is going on both.
It is.
And it has.
Okay, so you're saying that from the. Okay, the point is.
The only way it could not be a repetition is if you didn't say it at night.
Right. What do you think about that, Rabbi Sai? What do you think about that, Taina? Yeah, I think it's an interesting Taina. That repetition is just
a
technical term.
What's the laksor? The laksor also is like you should.
Yeah, he said. In fact, it is. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'shel laila by night, zmano kol laila. The time of reading the Megillah by night is zmano kol laila. Is you can read it the entire night. V'shel yoim, and the obligation by day, zmano kol yoim. The time is in the throughout the entire day, from when till when. Ma neitzachama. The starting time is neitzachama at soifayim until the end of the day. If you read earlier than Netzachama by Amud HaShachar, then Yotzah is still b'diavad, he is Yotzah. That's the word of Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Musaf, when is the right time to start hearing the Megillah? Mishas Tzeisak Echovim. From the time of Tzeisak Echovim, from Nacht, that is when we start reading the Megillah by Nacht. Sivkotn base. Lachzov Lishnoisa. So the Mishnah Berurah says Zeichel HaNeis. This, the fact that we read it twice, is Zeichel HaNeis, as a remembrance of the miracle. Shoyutzoyakim b'mei tzerosam yoyim v'loyim. The Mishnah Berurah is explaining, why is it that we have to read it twice? Why is it that we read it both by night and by day? Why is it a double obligation? So Mishlemu explained, Shoyter kim b'meitzer osam yoyim v'alayla. Because when they cried out to Hashem, when they cried to the Rebbeinu Shloim, they also didn't really have a break by night, nor did they have a break by day. They cried out to Rebbeinu Shloim, davening to Rebbeinu Shloim, continuously both by night and by day. And therefore, we have similarly, we have the obligation of reading, of lining the Megillah both by night and by day, which is of course very interesting that we're directly connecting the Kiyas HaMegillah to the crying out of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I think that's an interesting point. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Gimel, Kol HaLaila, the entire night, Ad Amud HaShachar, the obligation, you can fulfill the obligation of the night reading until Amud HaShachar, Vim Lo Kor Koidam, if you didn't read any earlier, Afilu Be'oines, Shuv Lo Yikro. If you didn't read it, then by that time, Shuv Lo Yikro. That's actually an interesting point. Because imagine, it's a little got to do with what you're pointing out. What's the halacha if, say, someone drank too much and who knows what happened, and he wasn't able to read at all by night? Imagine that. He just was completely knocked out. He mixed, so he was knocked out, he was finished. And he didn't actually make it to Kiyas HaMegillah by night. Now, is there any point for him to read the Megillah twice? The question being, because we have an obligation, as we just learned on Shulchan Aruch, Chayav Likrois Balayla, V'lachza V'lishnoisei Bayoyim. You have to read it once by night, and then repeat it by day. Sounds like it's a repetition, you have to read it once, and repeat it a second time. So based on that, the question would be, is there any point reading it? Now he woke up in the morning, and he woke up, he sobered up, and he said, oy vey, I didn't hear the Megillah last night. Is there any point for that individual now to start reading the Megillah twice? Once in the morning, when nobody notices, and once later on, when in public. Is there any point for him to have it two times? Or not? Is there any point? Chayel, likroise b'yom v'lishnoise b'alaylo. Hevelichim v'lishnoise
b'yom. No, because
separate chiyuv
at night and in the day.
Separate chiyuv. Yes,
if you miss the
mitzvah,
which is a separate
chiyuv,
you can still be
tashlumim, parshav tashlumim. Right? Okay. What do you tine? Very good. Absolutely. The poskim agree clearly, although there is a shtickel at tzad, but the poskim agree that it's actually two set chiyuvim. One is a night chiyuv and one is a day chiyuv. And you can't, there's no tashlum, you can't make up for it. Like you wouldn't be able to make up eating matzah on the third day, you wouldn't be able to make up Chanukah candles, you can't make up. So similarly over here, if you miss the night, you can't make up for it by day. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah points out of it. That's what he said. If you miss the time, shuvlo yiko, don't read again. Now there's a separate obligation. So if cotton dalat manetzachamo, lefish. Yeah, if they still have before Amud HaShachar. Clearly. Now he says that we learned now that the ideal time to read by day, the starting time is Manetzachamo. What happens if somebody reads Amud HaShachar, which is earlier? So the Shulchan Aruch says ideally don't, but you have it, you're Yoytze. Why is it that after Amud HaShachar, between Amud HaShachar and Netzachamo, it's only Bidyavet? The Mishnah Berurah addresses this point and explains as follows. Sifkotn Dalet Menetzachamo, Lefisha Eina Kol Bekiyin Ba'Amud HaShachar, since we are not quite sure exactly when Amud HaShachar is, v'zamnin to osilak dumei, and sometimes you may make a mistake, you may get it a bit too early. So in other words, Mishnah Berurah said that really Amud HaShachar would actually be the correct, you could fulfill the mitzvah then. But since it's a time of day that is hard to exactly determine, has Amud HaShachar been, has Amud HaShachar not been, since it's a bit hard to determine, so therefore we're saying, you know what, don't take any risks, just wait until Netzachama. By Netzachama, you can certainly fulfill the mitzvah, so wait until then. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Very good. So that's very interesting what you're raising, because generally, with regards to all the day chiyuvim, we don't come on to that svara. We don't really come on to that svara, and we say that it's a suffix, it's not properly day yet, and the obligation generally, we normally do say from Netzachama, but it's not totally true what we're mentioning, because sometimes, as far as that is concerned as well, Pedievet will be Yoytzef Amud HaShachar. So both reasons apply. Says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis. Excuse me, Sefkotten Hei Mishnebuah. Sefkotten Hei Mishnebuah, Atzoi Fayoim, Hainu Shkias Achama. You need to fulfill the mitzvah until Shkias Achama. The day obligation goes until Shkias Achama. Vim Nimshach Ad Bein HaShmoshois. If you delayed, and you haven't even started reading before Bein HaShmoshois, Yikro'enu B'li Brocha. You should still read. You should still go for it. Still read the Megillah, even if it's, you've passed Shkia, but then do it without the Brocha. Because, therefore, you won't be able to make a bracha.
If you start before
Shkia,
but you're not going to be able to finish it before Shkia,
yeah,
would you even say the
brachas
beforehand?
Yeah. So the way I learned now the Mishnah Berurah, if you heard I think that you will still make a bracha. If you start beforehand, I believe you'll still make a bracha. What do you think about Isai? I believe, a good question asked, what's the halacha if somebody is starting before Shkia Sacham, he got schlepped up a bit, and he only started reading the Megillah before Shkia, but he knows he's going to end into Shkia, after Ben HaShmoshes. Will he make a brocha, yes or no? If the main part of the Megillah, which is the Nes, will be before Shkia, you're saying that you should make a brocha, otherwise not. Nice for it. Nice one. What do you think about Isai? Vadei say brocha if you're starting before. Yeah, start. Yeah. You think that on a Tzadar it's nitrate, you haven't filled the mitzvah. Yeah. Yeah. I still think. What's the I think that the halacha is that if you will start before the Shkia, you can still make the bracha, because it's man chiyuv still at that point, and you'll still make the bracha. Save base. Save base Shulchan Aruch. Oh. Mevatlim Talmud Torah, ya mevatel Talmud Torah. Okay, now we're learning an interesting halacha. You are mevatel Talmud Torah, lishmaya mikri Megillah. When you have to balance and you have to decide, should I listen to the Megillah or should I learn another Daf Gemara? What should I do? Should I learn another Blat Gemara, or should I listen to the Megillah? So the halacha is mevatlin Talmud Torah and lishmaya mikra Megillah. No, Megillah comes first. You're gonna cancel learning Torah for listening to Megillah. Although, what's the chiddush here? What's the chiddush? Although Talmud Torah is Deiraisa, Talmud Torah is a Torah commandment, as opposed to Megillah, which is the Rabbanon. Nevertheless, you cancel the Talmud Torah, which is the Raisa, against Megillah, which is the Rabbanon. You do. You should count. You close your Gemara and you listen to the Megillah. Mevatel Talmud Torah lishmaya mikra Megillah. Kal v'choyma l'sham mitzvah shel Torah. This is coming from any. This rule applies for any mitzvah in the Torah. Shekulam nitchem mipnei mikra Megillah. Any of the mitzvah as well is pushed away for listening to the Megillah. Listening to the Megillah comes first, and you push away any other mitzvahs. And certainly through Talmud Torah as well. Why? She'ein lecha davar, she'nitche mikra Megillah miponov, that everything is pushed away for listening to the Megillah, chutz me'meis mitzvah, the only exception being a meis mitzvah, somebody nebuchu is nifta, and somebody needs to see to him, she'ein lo ikovrim, if there's nobody available to bury him, then, does that ever happen? Meis mitzvah, genuine meis mitzvah, ever come across a genuine meis mitzvah? Yes? On Purim, listen to that. Here, Rabbi Isa, hear that. You've been, because there was literally nobody there to attend. Right, yeah, you managed. Oh, we get to that, that's going to be the Ramah shortly. But you see, yeah, there is such a concept of a meis mitzvah, nobody can attend. Look at that. Yeah. Oh, we'll get you. You're touching on the point, Mishnah Berurah. Give him a minute. So he says, "Meis mitzvah shel koivrim kedei tzarkoi." Says the Rama, "Shapegiaboy." Somebody who comes across the opportunity of burying somebody, nobody else is going to bury him. Koivoy tchila. He should first bury that individual. Ve'achkach koiren after to the Megillah. So again, just to recap the Shulchan Aruch, you should always count whatever mitzvah you're busy with. Drop it and listen to the Megillah. Drop any mitzvah you're doing, listen to the Megillah. There's one exception. All the mitzvahs are pushed away, and you listen to the Megillah. The guys that are born, anything are pushed away. The only exception being, meis mitzvah she'ein lo koivin. If there's a meis mitzvah that Nebuch, there's no, he hasn't got any family, nobody can bury him, then the Megillah is pushed away, and you see to the Nifta, and you give him the Kvod HaMeis. Okay. I want to put, yeah. Pardon? Yeah, even if there's no other Megillah reading, and you're not going to listen to the Megillah at all, you should see to the Nifta because Kvod HaMeis. What you're touching on is the Ramah, and we'll get to that shortly, Mitzvah Hashem, yeah.
Why does Mechaba not mention Pekoch
HaMeis? Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Yeah. Now, just to point something out, on we're going to learn more halachas in the Mishnah Berurah shortly, but I wanted to point something out, which is really interesting. I asked a number of years ago, when I just got married, and I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I wanted to know as to whether I had two opportunities of learning. I could either learn evening Seder in a certain place, where I felt like I was learning very, very well. What an opportunity. I was approached to learn in a certain yeshiva with Bochim, which wasn't quite, it was more of a teaching type of opportunity, and not a, I felt I could, but the difference of course was, the way the pay wage, was, the pay was very, was quite different in yeshiva than in a, it was a much more attractive pay, but I wasn't quite sure what to do. So I went to Bisol Gantz, and he made, it was such an interesting halacha that he told me. I asked Bisol Gantz, and I asked him, What he recommends? Should I remain in Kol where I feel I could learn evening Seder, more advanced learning, or I should learn with Bochim? And so he told me something very interesting. He told me that in reality, it's not really. He asked me, "Do you think this is Bittul Torah or not? Is this Bittul Torah or not?" So I told him, "I don't really know." So he told me, "I'll bring you a raya." So I'll bring you a raya. Fascinating. This is years ago, but he made such a roshim on me. He says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lishma Mikra Megillah. Now let me ask you a question. If somebody hears the Megillah, is he learning Torah or is he not learning Torah? He's definitely learning Torah. It's no, definitely learning Torah. It may not be the most sophisticated, the most advanced, deep learning, but it certainly is considered Talmud Torah. You wouldn't be able to do that without Birkas HaTorah before that. Certainly not. You're going through Novi. It's definitely considered Talmud Torah. If you're saying it or you're hearing it, either way, you're certainly fulfilling Mitzvah Talmud Torah. So now, if that's the case, why is it considered Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lishmayak Mikra Megillah? Why is that considered Bittul Torah? He said, you have to close your Gemara, Shulchan Aruch teaches us, listen to Megillah, that's cool. You have to bring a Vatal Torah. Why is that considered Vatal Torah? If you're going to listen to Megillah, that's not called Bittul Torah. Oisek, you're saying it's lacking in Oisek because you're hearing? If that's the case, which is a very big Chiddush, if that's the case, then always listening to a Shir would also be of a lesser level of Talmud Torah than learning, which is something that people...
Maybe it's just hearing the words of the Megillah, you're not it could be Oisek.
I see that. Right. Lemaisa, the poskim say that for listening, Torah also have to make Birkas HaTorah. And it's called Askus B'Torah as well. Listening to Torah is certainly also considered same level of Talmud Torah. So if that's the case, I think the question is a good point, isn't it? I think it's a brilliant point. So Rabbi Saul Gantz said, well, what do you think about that? No, it's a good point. I think you disagree. Rabbi Saul Gantz said, I don't know where his source is. I have no idea where his Makoi was, and I was too shy to ask, and I regret it. He told me that, so he said, from here you see that there's also something called Talmud Torah, Bittul Talmud Torah Be'echos, that if the quality of your learning is not the same, there's levels of quality. If you could learn better, and you are lacking, and you're lacking in quality of Talmud, that's also considered Bittul Torah. If you learn a certain level, and you're learning, and you're changing, and you're living on a lower level, which is just a lower level, that's considered to a certain extent the Bittul Torah. That's what he said. And Mikra Megillah, he said, there's a lower level of Talmud Torah than, pardon?
That's exactly the point, because
Ah, you think that's lack of oisik? That's what you mean. I see. Okay, good. Okay, so that's what he said. Lemaisa, when he came to, he actually advised me to go and teach. But that's his point. Yeah, and the rest is history. But the point being that there is such a concept of Talmud Torah, bittel Torah be'echus as well. Yeah. Yeah, somebody want to ask? Why is it that? Why that taka? Not only, presumably, it's not so much that, but there is that rule. There's two points. Talmud Torah is quite quickly in this battle because the whole idea of Torah is to fulfill it, as the Gemara says. So it's always Amanas Lekayim. Correct. Why is it Toich Shabbos? Shabbos is Asay. Why is it Toich Shabbos is Asay? Oh, that will get to that. We'll get to that. That will get to that. Yeah. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cotton base. Says Mishnah Berurah, excuse me, Sifkotten sein. Mevatel Talmud Teure. Reutze Leuma. After Talmud Teure, Shokel Kenegit Kol Mitzvahs. Although Talmud Teure is more important and more essential than all the other mitzvahs, nevertheless it's in this battle. Vafilo oise Talmud Teure shel Chabura Gdoila. Even if it's of a great Chabura, nevertheless you cancel it. Shall me anosh of 100 people that shall learn the base by the learning in certain house. I feel hoch nevertheless. So ich levatel, you cancel a bit of the rabbim. You tsikh mevatel, you cancel it off. Veledig le koise betzibber and you go and read the Megillah betzibber, mishon beruf am hat as melech. Now he goes into the other point and he says the following. The question we asked earlier. Because as opposed to saying it individually, yeah, very interesting. V'kosav v'chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam says, "Mikol mokem." Nevertheless, mishem is pal kol hashana bekvias. Somebody who davens every day, bekvias regularly. Beminyan am yuchad lispalel sham. And in a special minyan lispalel sham to daven. Ein tzorich leilech leveis haknesses. If you've got a minyan a certain place, you don't have to go to a shul. If you daven in a house, you daven in a private place, doesn't mean you necessarily need to go to a shul to listen to the Megillah. And this is where the Shaitzin Sifkotten Yud addresses the point that we asked earlier. What's that? Is that point going to a large minion? Is that a point? So the Shaitzin Sifkotten Yud says, Levin has dati kavanosoi, the opinion, the meaning of the intention of the Chai Odom is, the memorkim shu rogi leispalel, who gamkem beis hamedrash. If the place where he normally davens also bes medrash, elo shemiut anoshim is panish, but there's not so many people davening there. Vashminon, and the chiddush is there is no obligation to go leveis haknesses gedoyla into a big shul. There is no obligation. If you've got a minion, that's fine. There is no minion to go to a big. What's the biggest minion in Edgware for Kiryas HaMegillah? Don't know. United probably. Right, okay, so I wonder what would be the biggest by night, maybe what's the biggest? No, yeah, not sure. Wonder where the biggest is. So there's no obligation of going there. You can, pardon? Yeah, probably. Yeah, in Northwest London might very well be, yeah. Yeah, so he said, there's no obligation of going into a large shul. The otu, and the proof is a strong proof. The otu, kol bat haknesses ktanes, to all the small shuls, sheyesh bo'ir, which are in the city, mechuyovim kulam leilech, they all have to close down, all the little shuls have to close down. Leilech lebeis haknesses akdoilo, to all the minyanim in town need to close down, look up and go to the large shul. Certainly not. So from here, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's his own personal raya, that you don't have an obligation of going into a larger minyan. You can certainly attend, as long as you've got a minyan, and it's when it's you've got a minyan, you don't have to attend the larger. That's perfectly okay, and that's fulfilling without Rav Amadas Melech. Aval im balabais yesh le minyan beveisoy. But if somebody's got a private minyan in his house, afsha minyan shaloy bekviyas, even as long as it's in the house, the point being is if it's in a house, in a private house, if you've got a minyan there three times a day, it's in a house, that mistabra, then it's logic, he says, tzorich leilech leveis haknes shebe'ir, mishon pesum menisa. That's already not, he said, that he doesn't like already so much. That's how he understands the chayodom. That if you've got a private minyan in your house, that he argues that it's not such a private minyan has, even if there's 10, 20 people there, that's not ideal because it's lacking pesum and ace. It's always something more private about it. It's a bit more private. It's not such a pesum and ace. And that is, that's try to avoid that and go to a shul as opposed to private premises to fulfill the mitzvah of Mikhail Megillah. So we'll get to your point tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Yeah.